And now, James Gravel.
In our previous lesson, we discussed things that prayer cannot do. Another thing that prayer alone cannot do is cause a non-Christian to become a Christian. Unfortunately, within the religious community today, there is a popular belief that suggests that all a person has to do to be saved is to pray the sinner's prayer. That prayer goes something like this: Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I accept you as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for forgiving my sins. Take control of my life and make me the person you want me to be. But where do the Scriptures teach that to become a Christian, a person should pray to ask Jesus to come into his heart? The truth is that you can study the New Testament from Matthew through Revelation, and you will never find the modern-day sinner's prayer. The salvation that Jesus offers is not conditioned on prayer. Rather, it is conditioned on what the New Testament calls the obedience of faith, Romans 1:5 and Romans 16:26. I will talk more about the obedience of faith in the next lesson in this series. But in this lesson, I want to point out one important biblical reason why it is useless for alien sinners to pray to God for salvation. The truth is that God will not respond to such a request because He does not hear the prayers of alien sinners. By that I mean that God does not hear them to respond to them. Jesus Himself said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. What does that mean? Prayer, as everyone freely admits, is a spiritual blessing. But Ephesians 1:3 plainly teaches that all spiritual blessings are found only in Christ. An alien sinner is not in Christ. Rather, as a sinner, he is outside of Christ. Thus, Christ cannot and will not serve as a mediator to take his prayer before the throne of God. And since that is true, the sinner's prayer cannot be answered. No one enters Christ through prayer.